Hello and welcome to our quarterly podcast discussing activities to support consistent application. Now, this podcast covers the first quarter of this year. My name is Bruce McKenzie, and I'm a member of the ISB, and I get to chair the IFRS Interpretations Committee. Now, in today's podcast, we'll cover discussions at the March 2024 committee meeting. At this meeting, the committee finalized two agenda decisions and provided input into the ISB's post-implementation review of the impairment requirements in IFRS 9. Now, as always, the meeting papers and a recording of the committee's discussions are available on our website. So let's get started with the finalized agenda decision on climate-related commitments. Now, just to remind you, the question asked of the committee was whether by announcing a net zero commitment, an entity incurs a constructive obligation to fulfill its commitment, and if so, whether IAS 37 requires an entity to record a provision, in other words, a liability, for its constructive obligation. You might remember from our previous podcast that the committee first discussed this question at its November 2023 meeting. At that meeting, the committee concluded that IAS 37 provides an adequate basis for an entity to determine whether it recognises a provision for the cost of fulfilling a net zero commitment and decided not to add a project on this topic to the work plan. Now, the purpose of the committee's March meeting was to discuss feedback on the tentative agenda decision. After considering comments received, the committee voted to finalise the agenda decision with some wording clarifications. Now, the agenda decision will be discussed by the IASB at its April meeting, and if the ISB does not object, the agenda decision will then be published. So let's move on to the other agenda decision the committee voted to finalise. This one addressed a question relating to IFRS 3. In other words, about how a company accounts for payments to the sellers of an acquired business when those payments are contingent on the seller's continued employment during the post-acquisition handover period. In the tentative agenda decision published in November last year, the committee observed that, provided the service condition is not substantive, entities account for payments as compensation for post-combination services rather than as additional consideration for the acquisition. And the committee noted that there was no significant diversity in the accounting. Now, considering the comments received, the committee decided to finalise the agenda decision. I expect the agenda decision will be published in April, providing the ISB does not object to its publication. Now, if you want to learn more about how the committees work and why we issue agenda decisions, you can watch our new explainer video on the ifrs.org website. Now, as a reminder, you can catch up on previous episodes of this and ISB podcasts on our website, as well as our YouTube channel and Spotify. Now, for the latest developments, make sure you do subscribe on our website. With that, we'll sign off until next time. Thanks for listening.